7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
仕掛けていきたいと思います。歯ブラシとかねペロペロペロってしたいと思います。もし全裸で寝てたら YouTube にアップしたいと思います。
僕のことが好きなら最初からそう言ってくれればいいのに、なんでいつも言ってくれない。
Okay. At the sound of the beeps, it will be 1930 UTC. Oh, listen to those beeps. Oh, TM.beep. Oh, and look who just showed up once I started talking. Oh, okay, hold on a second. Let's get this started and let's do it correctly. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee with a cat who's now... Hear that? Can you hear that? That's my cat rubbing her face up against the microphone. What are you doing? What are you doing, dingins? Okay. Yeah, all right. This is how you know it's 1930 UTC. My cat was sitting over there, approximately 150 centimeters away, and once I started talking, she said, "Oh, let me come up here and join you, and I want to rub my face on the microphone here in the cow bowling alley." That's right, it's Saturday, November 20 something. There's a number. It was Thanksgiving a couple days ago. Now it's Saturday. I don't care what day it is. I mean what the date is. And the kitty says, "Okay, thanks for making the kitty business pit." So I've assembled the kitty business pit. So I'm sitting here. I've got a blanket over my legs. I've got the cat sitting on my lap, and I'm sitting here at a scoring table trying to keep track of all the bowling scores for all the cows that are bowling here at the cow bowling alley. If this is your first time visiting the cow bowling alley, yeah, hey, what's up? I know that guy. Well, welcome. And if you are a new Mastodon user, then welcome. Welcome to the cow bowling alley. Just one of many exciting broadcasting locations of the Dubious Goals Committee. Right, Pippa? We like the cow bowling alley. Yeah, it's cow league day. Saturday is league day here at the cow bowling alley, so yeah, I'm interested in some of the more exciting games going on here today. Whoa. I think somebody just bowled a strike over there. Nice. Yeah, like I said, this is league day. We got some exciting games going on today. We got a Holstein team versus a Jersey team over there, and then like up there in like lanes 1 and 2, we've got some Red Angus team versus I don't know what that other team is, but needless to say, it's an exciting and crazy day here at the cow bowling alley. Right, Pippa? Pippa says yes. Pippa says, "I'm going to sit down and do some kitty business." Yeah, that means you need to sit your kitty butt down. Sit down and do some kitty business. All right. Speaking of kitty business, we need to get down to some human business. Some important topics. Oh boy, yeah, right. So yesterday, sometime after the Dubious Goals Committee daily meeting concluded, I was sitting around eating my lunch and I was watching some videos. And there was a commercial that came on before one of my videos. What was the video you're watching, Tub? I was watching some kabuki stuff, and that's not the important thing. The important thing is the commercial. I'm sitting there trying to watch my kabuki, and the commercial comes on, and it says, the commercial, or the video will start in 16 seconds. And I said, no, I'm trying to fast forward through the commercial. And the video said, no, you have to watch this commercial. And what was the commercial? The commercial was for a new movie. There is a new film in the theaters as I speak, and it stars none other than Jesse Eisenberg. Okay, Jesse Eisenberg, who is he? Well, I think we all remember him from the Facebook movie. Yes, he was Mark Sugar Mountain in the Facebook movie, where he goes to Harvard and he steals the Winklevoss idea and he makes the Facebook. And then Justin Napster Timberlake says, oh, it's cooler to have $1 billion than it is to have $1 million. And yeah, that's what people are obsessed with these days. What letter their illion starts with. Regardless, so I'm sitting there watching the stupid movie trailer when I'm supposed to be watching Kabuki. And Mark Zucker Sugar Mountain is sitting there, and all I can say is, dude, what the hell kind of sandwich was that? Now, I realize that a lot of the new listeners of the Dubious Goals community are thinking, what is this guy going off on? And of course, all of the longtime members of the Dubious Goals committee are thinking, oh my god, here he goes on that stupid sandwich thing again. And no, it's not stupid. This is an extremely important topic of our time. What kind of sandwich did Mark Zuckerberg receive when he went into the exclusive Winklevoss Harvard Lunch Club? Oh my goodness. This has been bothering me for a long time. Somebody brought up food and sandwiches on Mastodon about a week ago, and I said, yeah, you know, I like sandwiches too. Have you ever thought about that sandwich in the Facebook movie? What kind of sandwich is that? And so, just moments ago, I watched the scene again, the famous scene where Mark Sugar Mountain is in the club. They take him into the secret club. And that's not much of a secret club. There's no secret knock. They just open the door and walk in. The Winklevi grab the doorknob and they just turn the knob and walk in. How is that secret? That's not keeping your little toaster out. Hell no. So there I was, sitting here and thinking about that sandwich, and then they showed the sandwich. And I paused the video. And I said, what do we know about this sandwich? What does this sandwich represent? Why is it so critical? Why won't it fit in Mark's pocket? Well, the sandwich is pretty big. This is what this sandwich represents is Mark Zuckerberg's shortcomings. See, he did not plan ahead. He was not prepared. The Winklevi hand him the sandwich, and what does he do? He tries to put it in his pocket. What kind of idiot tries to put a sandwich in a pocket? Okay, that's not where sandwiches go. Sandwiches go on the plate, or they go on the table, or in the picnic basket. They do not go in your pocket. It doesn't matter what kind of cool Harvard hoodie you have. It doesn't have any sandwich pockets. That's what one of the things, just one of the multitudes of things that this sandwich represents. A lot of people say, oh, the sandwich represents the exclusivity of Harvard. And they're, no, it doesn't. No, it does not. An exclusive club that is super exclusive and it's only for the rich people and the fanciest people in all of New York. No, 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 no. They have food that's better than sandwiches. And if they do just have sandwiches, they have better sandwiches than the one that Mark Zuckerberg was handed. That sandwich is a pre-made in a grocery store deli wrapped with saran wrap, labeled and barcoded sandwich. Ain't no exclusive sandwiches with barcodes on them. If you want something exclusive, it doesn't have a barcode on it. Barcode is the opposite of exclusivity. Barcode means that anybody in the world can buy it, any place in the world, because it has a barcode on it for easier selling. Oh, and now my cat's taken off. Where are you going, baby dingins?
some lunch, but I ain't got nothing to munch. My mind is set on just one wish, a big old sandwich, tuna fish. Time to make a grocery run. I'll walk there in the morning sun and make a list of what I need most. Tuna fish and bread for toast. And though my stomach may be empty, I'll feed my head from the horn of plenty. Roll a joint Bob Marley style and smoke it till it makes me smile. Starting off in aisle one, fruits and veggies by the ton. Hey, check it out, radicchio. These red leaves, man, they almost glow. And by joy, I've always wanted to try it. I wonder if I have enough to buy it. It's grown in Japan or maybe China or maybe some farm in South Carolina. Just then I hear a voice in my head. Stay focused, man. Tuna and bread. But right now I'm in produce bliss. Woo! I'm too high for this.
Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store.
Is staring at me.
Chicken of the sea or big kahuna, packed in oil, packed in water, dolphin friendly, dolphin slaughtered. Oh God, what about the bread? Should I get white or wheat instead? Or rye? Rye's the best I've tasted. Rye is best whenever you're wasted.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
It's checkout time, searching for the shortest line, the express lane, but they don't take checks, and you gotta have 10 items or less, so let's see. I ding-dong some bag of chips, Cap'n Crunch and some onion dip. It's sugar and salt, space and schism, the yin-yang of munchy Taoism. I got my favorite beer, Carlinger, and pre-sweetened Kool-Aid you eat with your finger. You lick your finger, then you stick it in the bag, and you stick it down your throat, but not too far, you gag. That's what the dead, check me out, go ahead. Oh, I forgot the tuna and the bread.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store.
Okay, always a fun one. That was Too High for the Supermarket by The Uninvited. And I, well, you know, before we go on, I think I need to take a moment here, a serious moment, to explain to all the new potential Mastodon users who are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee for the first time, who might have their children also listening. Let me just say a few important things here about the Dubious Goals Committee before we go on. Now, whereas that song is a humorous take on a common mistake that we've all made in our lives, I just need to say that the Dubious Goals Committee does not condone the recreational use of supermarkets.
やだやだやだもう
もうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわい
いもう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれもうやだプレイボーイプレイボーイブーブーブーブーブーブ
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars.And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of
beautiful. Little David Bowie there with China Girl, featuring Nile Rodgers on guitar. That guy's a freaking genius. But did he do the solo? I don't think he did the solo. I think that solo might have been Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of those guys. Who knows? Things are picking up here in the Cow Bowling Alley. There's a lot of exciting prizes to be won today. Lots of cows here. Yeah, and in case you're wondering, I am drinking tea. Oh, they serve a wonderful gingin mei here at the Cow Bowling Alley. Gingin mei. Is this my favorite tea? I don't know. I mean, I think everybody on the Dubious Goals Committee would say, oh, the chairman's favorite tea is Dahong Pao. He drinks it all the time, but yeah, I know, but gingin mei. Wow, it's really something, isn't it? If you're not drinking gingin mei right now, well, I don't know what to tell you, other than maybe you need to email me so I can tell you where to get the good tea. If you don't know where to buy some quality gingin mei, feel free to email me, tobe@sdf.org. That's tobe@sdf.org. And I can give you some wonderful sources for tea and some tea accessories. Oh, that's good tea. I love drinking tea so much. Yes, there is nothing better than tea. Tea is the greatest thing ever. Can you hear that? Uh-oh. What time is it? That's right. Once again, it's time for everybody's favorite segment of the Dubious Goals Committee, the Candy Report. What kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, we don't have to question it because we got all the wrappers right here. And what do we have? Oh boy, we had some exotic goodness last night because I started off with a Akasagai strawberry flavored gummy, and it was so yummy and delicious. But when it was about halfway done, I decided to bolster the flavor with a strawberry poochow. So I had that double poochow gummy strawberry flavor deliciousness, and it was so good. I thought, how am I gonna top this? And that's when I decided to eat a Japanese domestic market Momo flavored haichu. Oh, so delicious. And then I thought, oh, I wonder how good this will go with a classic Guangdong sour guava candy. So then I took this bad boy and I popped it in. Wow, Momo plus sour guava. It was, you guessed it, candy love. If you know the words, sing along. Candy love, candy love. Candy love, candy love. Candy, 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 candy. And that has been the Candy Report for today, November 20 something or other. It's Saturday. I don't care what happens from here on out.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew. beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Oh boy, that was a good one. And I don't have to tell you that that was another one bites the beef. And I don't know how appropriate that is to be playing here in the cow bowling alley. I mean, surely someone took umbrage with it. Yeah, well, no, maybe they shouldn't have had it on the jukebox here at the cow bowling alley. I mean, another one bites the beef. Even my cat thought it was funny, because that's just good comedy. Oh, yes, boy, maybe I should not laugh so loud. I think some of these bowling cows can hear me. So it's time to pour some more tea here. Oops, I just accidentally spilled a little bit of tea on the scoring table here. Gotta wipe it up. Luckily, I have this conveniently placed bowling towel right here, you know, for drying off bowling balls. Because that's the thing that needs to happen here at the cow bowling alley. Oh, this is good tea. I like drinking tea. Jinjin Mei. It's so yummy. I like it. It's good stuff. So good. Yeah, and whereas we know what I'm drinking today, I'm sure that half of the committee is probably wondering what I'm having for lunch today. And yeah, I'm in that half. Oh, and look who's back. Somebody has returned. It's my fluffy kitty, Bedingins. Hi, Peppa. Are you also wondering what's happening for lunch? What are we going to do for lunch? Are we going to have the world famous three onion rice again? For what has it been now? The fifth day? Will this be the sixth day in a row of eating three onion rice? It probably is. Why am I only eating rice? I'm not even getting any protein. You know what I really want? And I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I kind of want a hamburger. You know, I'm sitting here in a bunch of... Yeah, well, shouldn't have... Yeah. Oh, what I meant to say was I'm hungry for a salad. Oh, I'm so hungry for a salad today. I can't wait for that delicious salad. Yeah, you got to watch your ass in here. So, yeah, I'm going to have a delicious, yummy salad today. I'm sure as heck not going to have any beef stroganoff or pepper beef or Catalonian beef ragu. Yeah, we wouldn't do that, would we, Pippa? No, Pippa's going to have yummy ducky chunks and drink some kitty water. And as for me, I'm going to have a salad because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee live from the Cow Bowling Alley right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta start thinking about making that aforementioned salad, because that's what I'm gonna have, and I'm not gonna make all these cows really angry. Oh god.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.